Well, the fiddle that you hear there and the song that you hear right now is from a prior Grammy Award winning group who is up for another Grammy this year, the Okie Dokie Brothers. And we have Justin with us now, Justin Lansing. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's good to have you with us again. I'm trying to remember. I think it was 2012. For Can You Canoe, right?
Yep, that's right.
And a fine album that was, and this one is as well. It's called Through the Woods. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Sure, yeah. It's called Through the Woods, as you said. We actually took a long adventure, a month-long adventure, to inspire these songs. And so our adventure was out on the Appalachian Trail. We took a hike for 30 days, and we wrote these songs. We met a bunch of mountain musicians and learned about the Appalachian culture. Appalachian or Appalachian? I usually say Appalachian, mm-hmm. but the Southerners usually say Appalachian. Anyway, and we wrote a bunch of songs, 15 tracks, and put them all together on an album with a video too. It comes with a video, and that got nominated for a Grammy this year.
Yeah, and you took a similar approach to the earlier album I mentioned, and I forgot about that, but you took a long canoe trip to inspire that, and it explains why I like this album so much, because it has very authentic folk roots to it. It's just a great sounding album. I'm going to play one song from it for us to take a listen to a little bit more clearly, and then we'll talk again in a second. This is called Riddle and Rhyme.
All right.
When you're hungry and you're brittle and there's little on the griddle, it'll whittle out your middle in time. So take out your fiddle and twiddle up a diddle and sing a little riddle and rhyme. A little riddle and rhyme for your time on the trail. A little riddle and rhyme for your ride on the rail. A little riddle and rhyme for telling your tale. A little riddle and rhyme. When you pedal for some metal and you settle on a kettle, that'll level and dishevel your dime. Leave the nettle for the rebel and that rebel for the devil, and just bring a little pebble and pine. A little riddle and rhyme for your time on the trail. A little riddle and rhyme for your ride on the rail. A little riddle and rhyme for telling your tale. A little riddle and rhyme.
That song sounds like an old classic. You guys wrote it, though, right?
Yep, that's our writing, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I listened to that, and it sounds like a song that somebody's grandpa or grandma would have taught them. And you've got a real gift for writing songs of that type. When you took your trip down the Appalachian Trail, where did you start and finish up?
Good question. We started down in Asheville, North Carolina, and we went up. On the Appalachian Trail, you either go northbound or southbound, and more people go northbound. So we decided to go north, and we went up through Virginia, all the way to the top of Virginia, and ended up at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and so it was a long, I think it was almost 500 miles of a hike, and that took its toll, but it was that's kind of the point, you know.
I'll bet. And you met folks along the way, and did you take instruments with you too?
Yeah, we did. So that added to the already heavy packs that we had to carry along with us. You know, we've got our tents and sleeping bags, and then we had to bring our instruments. So we brought as light of banjo and guitar as we could, but, you know, there's still an extra weight added, you know?
Yeah.
We had to do it.
Yeah, it really makes for a very authentic album, and what I like about it is I think all of the songs on this CD are ones that I would play on any radio program featuring acoustic music or traditional music, as well as one geared towards all members of the family. It's just a fine album. Where did you record it?
We recorded up in Rosendale, New York, with a guy who we met through the children's and family music world. And he's been our producer for the last two albums, both adventure albums is what we call those CDs. And he really has a great ear for those authentic sounds too. And that's really what we're striving for, is to hit, you know, all members of the family rather than just having music for kids. We want music for families that can enjoy it together.
Well, I think you've accomplished that. And do you have a future journey planned? I know this album's relatively new, but I can only imagine what you might have in your head.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we are going to make a trilogy out of this series. And so the first one was a canoe down the Mississippi River. The second was a hike on the Appalachian Trail. And then the third is going to be horse tacking through the Rocky Mountains. So we're going to get on some horses, buy some cowboy hats, and see what we find out there. Write some songs about the West.
I thought maybe you were going to go in an airplane. People might want a fourth part or some kind of air travel.
Right.
That's a little...
People have been asking us to go to the moon. So, you know, that might be out of our budget, but, you know.
Well, you never know. Somebody could sponsor you to do that. Justin, I wish you the best for the ceremonies coming up. And the Okie Dokie brothers are Okie Dokie with us. Is there anything else you wanted to say to folks here in Pittsburgh or listening throughout the country?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we are going to be in Bradford, Pennsylvania this coming May. So
I'm glad.
I know it's not exactly Pittsburgh, but
well, we do have.
It would be fun to have people come out.
Well, we have listeners in Dubois and Oil City and right near Bradford listening on WSAJ. Grove City, they're able to pick you up there, so I hope people will come. That'll be in the summertime, did you say?
Yeah, it'll be the middle of May. I think it's maybe the 16th of May or somewhere around there, and they can find out more information on our website, which is www.okiedoki.org.
And Okie Dokie spelled the usual way, O-K-E-E-D-O-K-E-E. Thank you so much for being with us, Justin. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Sure thing, Larry. Thanks so much.